For the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It appears SNAP recipients will get their benefits.
Two federal judges on Friday said the Trump administration must tap into contingency funds to make payments for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, during the government shutdown. The aid was set to expire November 1st. Roughly 42 million Americans rely on SNAP to help buy food. Federal Judge John McConnell ruled that the suspension of SNAP funding is arbitrary and likely to cause irreparable harm, citing the terror felt by Americans who are scrambling to meet their basic nutritional needs. Bill Alexander, Washington.
But not so fast. President Trump says, quote, "Our government lawyers do not think we have the legal authority to pay SNAP with certain monies we have available, and two courts have issued conflicting opinions." Mr. Trump says he has instructed lawyers to, quote, "clarify how we may legally fund SNAP as soon as possible." Despite the government shutdown, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says Congress was very busy this past week.
The idea that President Biden was not really running the country, at least certainly not toward the end of his administration, and perhaps for far longer. And then here, Arctic Frost, this sense that the Justice Department, elements within the FBI, and as we know from, you know, even some of the other national security agencies, viewed themselves as partisan actors who deemed half the country as engaged in a potentially criminal enterprise.
Continetti telling the Salem Radio Network that Arctic Frost, a widespread Biden Department of Justice spy operation, aimed to learn about the activities of hundreds of Republicans as well as conservative organizations. He says it was a massive surveillance operation targeting the conservative movement as a whole. This is SRN News. Some good news from America's Protestant pastors.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, things are looking up from an economic perspective. The survey finds that a little less than half of clergymen say the economy is having a negative impact on their congregation, down from two-thirds who said the same thing in the last year of the Biden administration. Lifeway reports 37% of Protestant pastors have seen giving go up this year, 39% say it has stayed the same, 20% say it's down. Michael Harrington reporting.
Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says he will challenge longtime Democrat Senator Edward Markey in 2026, saying it's time for the party to embrace a new generation of leadership. Moulton got flack from some members of his party last year for rejecting transgenderism, saying he doesn't want his daughters to play any type of sports against the boys. This is SRN News. A defeat for pro-lifers.
A New York judge has dismissed a legal challenge from Texas seeking to enforce a civil judgment against a doctor accused of prescribing abortion pills to a Dallas area woman. The case tested New York's Shield Law, which protects abortion pill providers. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wanted a New York court to enforce the decision against Dr. Margaret Carpenter. Acting Ulster County Clerk Taylor Bruck refused, citing the Shield Law. Justice David Gandin ruled that Bruck followed the law, stating Carpenter's actions were legal in New York. Keith Peters, Washington.
Closest supermoon of the year approaching in a few days. It happens when a full moon is closer to Earth in its orbit, making it appear to be slightly bigger and brighter. Wednesday's event is the second of three supermoons this year. Moon will come within just 222 miles of Earth. More details, srnnews.com.